The trial of Burma's democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was adjourned until tomorrow, when her defense team will give their reply to final prosecution arguments. The 64-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest by harboring an uninvited American man who swam to her lakeside home and stayed for 2 days. She faces a possible 5 years in prison. Her legal team is arguing that the law that she is charged under is obsolete. But the director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, says that in actuality, laws do not actually exist in the country.
The dictatorship has got a very flexible interpretation of the laws. So any normal society would not think that these laws really stand. But in Burma, they just carry over whatever is convenient for them and ignore what isn't convenient. So there is no rule of law in Burma. It's a complete farce. The judiciary has no independence. The United Nations said that Aung San Suu Kyi's detention is illegal under Burmese law and international law. So although the lawyers in Burma are bravely trying to argue the points of law, unfortunately, if those sorts of arguments won in Burma, then we wouldn't have more than 2,000 political prisoners there.